Hello, my name is Alden Herring, and as a senior, this was my third and unfortunately final mission trip. When I signed up to speak today, I wasn't sure exactly how to put the mission trip feeling into words. I figured the best way is to share just a few of the experiences that make mission trips, well, mission trips. On Wednesday night, after dinner at our leader Jonathan's parents' house, we attended a service in the church that they run out of their garage. Nick, the other leader from Experience Mission, gave a service about milestone moments, both in his life and in the Bible. These moments were both good and bad, but they all played a pivotal part in the lives of those who experienced them. In that regard, I'm going to share just a few of the milestone mission trip moments from our week and how they shaped our experiences. The first mission trip moment I want to talk about was filled with skepticism. On the first day that we arrived in Texas, the adults and senior leaders got together to decide which group was going to which work site. After much discussion, my group ended up with installing a ceiling in a local church. While this project sounded exciting, looking at my group, it also presented a bit of an issue. We had the two smallest mission trippers, one injured shoulder, and only one group member who was over 6 feet. Not exactly ideal for ceiling installation. But if mission trips have taught me anything, it's to refrain from snap judgments and to never underestimate people. By the end of the week, the ceiling was up and painting had begun. Another mission trip moment occurred just hours into our first day on the worksite. I'd gone out with Bill and a few members of the church to buy some supplies. Because we didn't have the right kind of tape, by the end of the week, it was very clear why we needed the right kind of tape. In the meantime, the rest of the group was learning how to use the power drills. When I came back, one of the freshmen in my group, Lindy Kessler, came bounding up to me, all 98 pounds of her, to proudly exclaim that she had done a better job drilling than Carter. Clearly, the shy girl I had been concerned about was long gone. While working on the church, we did face a slight language barrier. Although several people later in the week spoke very good English, the first day we were working with Eddie, whose English skills are slightly better than my Spanish skills. I was a little worried at first, but by lunch, I was sitting atop the scaffolding, drilling sheetrock into the ceiling while carrying on very broken conversations with Eddie and Angel. I realized that they didn't care if I conjugated my verbs incorrectly or if I used the subjunctive tense or not. What mattered was that I was trying my best and we could communicate to work together. The meaningful relationships we build on mission trips are not just with the people we serve, but within our group as well. For some reason, one of the things that brought my care group together this year was the song Stacy's Mom. For anyone who hasn't heard the song before, it's really weird. The only reason I had it on my iPod was because my older sister had downloaded it after it became the group song for one of her trips a few years ago. We carried on the legacy of the song, you could say, as we screamed it out on the car rides, windows down, plaster dust flying. Perhaps the most meaningful moment for me this trip was our goodbye and thank you dinner on Thursday night. We showed up, and the church we had been sanding, drilling, and painting in all week was spotless. The congregation had set up tables in a large U, tablecloths and centerpieces included. Before sitting down to the best tacos I have ever enjoyed, their pastor offered a prayer. His son translated as we went, but I found I understood far more than I expected. Once he finished, he offered us a chance to say a few words. In my terribly broken Spanish, I did my best to articulate what an incredible experience we had had, from the delicious lunches every day to the games we played that evening. Each moment was a mission trip moment in and of itself. As I look back on my final trip and the two I was lucky enough to be a part of before, I'm filled with gratitude for the leaders that brought me in freshman year, to the friends I've made, to the communities that have welcomed us, and to you for making our mission trip moments possible. Thank you.